Welcome to Straight Talk on Health. I'm your host, Dr. Chet Zelasco. Straight Talk on Health is a joint production together with WGVU in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I examine the practical application of health information, nutrition, exercise, diet, supplements. I look at the science behind them and let you know whether it's something to consider or not. You can check out other things that I do on my website, drchet.com, and please sign up for my free emails. Can you cop a squat to pop a squat? It's the reason that strength is important at every age. Now, you may not have understood those phrases, so let me explain it to you another way that you can relate to better. Next time you go into the bathroom to eliminate waste, you have to sit down. That's the cop a squat part, sitting down. Pop a squat generally refers to the act of actually eliminating waste. All well and good and natural. Then comes the part that requires leg strength. You have to stand up again. That's the minimal amount of leg strength you need to keep your bathroom visits private. If you can't do that, you have to rely on someone to assist you. So, if you value your privacy, work on keeping your legs strong enough to stand up. Simplest way, stand up and sit down from a solid chair with arms and your legs about a shoulder length apart. Work up to about 25 reps standing up and sitting down, and then start adding more sets. Now, you can do them over the course of the day or all at once. No fancy equipment needed to train to cop a squat to pop a squat. Let's talk about clickbait websites a little bit. Oh, one of my favorite topics. I try to get my leads to the latest research from feeds that publish press releases about research, but I'm just like you. Provocative headlines attract my attention. While what's written about may be interesting, it's often a third person removed from the research and usually just focuses on amazing benefits. That's if you can get past all the ads that want you to click on them. Now, this may help you out the next time you see something like that. One of the most memorable scenes from one of my favorite movies leads to one of my fail-safe questions about health news, believe it or not. The movie, War Games, and the scene is near the end of the movie when a computer that's apparently running amok is going to start launching nuclear missiles. Seems like nuclear strikes are imminent in some U.S. locations. Tension is high. The general in charge wants to launch. The screens show hundreds of missiles ready to strike the U.S. That's when the person who developed the programming for this very early version of an artificial intelligence computer asked a simple question. Does what you're seeing make any sense? The computer is just trying to win the game of war, so it created a scenario that made a counterstrike the only recourse. It was imaginary. It wasn't real. In this scenario, the computer figured out nuclear war was a no-win game and quit. And that's what you have to do when you read or watch health news. Does what they are saying make any sense? The cure for a disease Big Pharma doesn't want anyone to know about? Does that really make any sense? How about getting rock-hard abs in just 7 days? Well, that's similar to the 28-day chair exercise programs that will make older men shed fat and pack on muscle. How about the actress depicted on a women's magazine cover that shares her quick, easy workout to maintain her rock-hard body? 21-day plans. Eat anything you want while losing weight. Let me ask you again. Does any of that make any kind of sense? No matter what it is, no matter in what field it is, ask yourself if what you are reading, seeing, or hearing makes any sense. I would wager that you'll say, no, it doesn't, so just move on. How about answering a question I often get asked? It goes something like this. Dr. Chet, my total cholesterol is just fine, but my HDL cholesterol is low. How can I boost it higher? Now, because my expertise is in nutrition, exercise, as well as supplements, most people are looking for some kind of way to raise HDL, maybe without putting in the effort. At least, that's the impression I get. Let's begin by putting it out there first. There are no foods nor supplements that raise HDL cholesterol as of this recording. It takes work and it takes effort. So how about this? Why is raising HDL cholesterol so important? Generally speaking, the higher your HDL, the lower your risk for heart disease. The problem today is that our HDL levels are lower than they should be. Men should have HDLs above 60 milligrams per deciliter, and women should have HDLs over 50 milligrams per deciliter. There are really only three effective ways to increase HDL. If you smoke, quit. There are no benefits to smoking as it kills HDL cholesterol, so I'll just leave that one right there. For many years, even back when I was a grad student, we've known that one of the benefits of regular aerobic exercise is increased levels of HDL cholesterol, also known as the healthy cholesterol. If you want to increase your HDL, you should exercise regularly. The exact type of exercise remains elusive, as does the mechanism of how it works. But using aerobic training with some weight training seems to be the best way to raise HDL. The reason we don't know precisely is that we don't know how exercise raises HDL levels. Maybe it's because we burn fat and sugar while we exercise, making less available to make cholesterol. Maybe the genes such as ApoA1 get activated, or ApoB related to LDL cholesterol get deactivated, with the net result being an increase in HDL. We just don't really know. What we do know is that if you exercise regularly, especially aerobic exercise, you can increase your HDL levels, and that's something we know is good for us. Put on your walking or dancing shoes, pull up your swim trunks, or get on your bike. Every season of the year is a great time to get your HDL levels up. When all is said and done, what is the number one way to increase HDL? The number one way to increase HDL is to lose weight. Losing fat helps increase HDL levels while simultaneously lowering LDL cholesterol. We still don't know precisely why, but there's really nothing debatable about it. Perhaps it's the reduction of saturated fat or simple sugars that are part of that equation, but we know that it works. I'll give you my theory of why weight loss helps raise HDL cholesterol. In order to lose weight, you have to eat less and move more. More than likely, it's a combination of both. When you eat less, you train your body to make less saturated fat. Whether you are eating a higher fat diet or a diet high in refined carbohydrates, the net would be an increase in triglycerides made up of saturated fatty acids. We're animals, so we make saturated fats, the exact type of fats that our bodies need to make what? Cholesterol. Make less saturated fat, make less cholesterol, and that decreases the LDL cholesterol. And that may also be the trigger for the body to stop blunting the ApoA1 gene and make more HDL. Throw in exercise and you can raise the HDL levels even more. I may or may not be right about the process, but how it works isn't as important as the fact that it does work. While the data are not absolutely clear, raising HDL should reduce your risk of cardiovascular disease. Why not clear? Randomized control trials are not long enough to find out, and epidemiological data cannot determine cause and effect. But there's no doubt that people with higher HDL cholesterol have less cardiovascular disease. Get to work on it today. And that's all the time I have for this episode. If you like this podcast, please hit the share button and tell your friends and colleagues about it. Until next time, this is Dr. Chet Zelasko saying, health is a choice, people. Choose wisely today and every day.